It looks exactly like the current 7.
Chat room agrees with me.
Tell you all about it. I'd like to invite Phil to play. Phil?
Oh, they're just, so are they just doing an 8?
See, I
and then we're getting an X? No.
Yeah. I have to go back and watch. I don't remember them just introducing the executives by first name in the past. I always thought he said, I want to welcome Phil Schiller on the stage.
Yeah, just, I think I welcome Tim Phil. Was the, I think Tim was the only one.
Design is all new. Glass in both the front and the back. Aluminum band matches finish.
The minute you put Bono on the board, everybody went to single names.
It's beautiful. It's curved. It's beautiful. It looks exactly like the last one, but it's beautiful, more beautiful.
Hey, all of the people that had super the vertical beautiful cameras were wrong.
Made from an aerospace grade 7,000. That's not in the 8. It's in the X. You're
it's
in the 10.
Super great, beautiful aluminum glass design reinforced by steel. Beautiful.
Glass is further reinforced by an internal laser welded steel and copper structure.
Wow.
So excited. Glass is durable.
So it's got glass on the back.
It's the greatest ever. It's absolutely the greatest ever.
iPhone 8 and 8 Plus is also microscopically sealed for water and dust. Retina 8 display in each model. 4.7 inch retina display. iPhone 8 and a 5.5 inch iPhone 8 Plus. Now Apple Retina displays are...
I don't need a new phone. I'm happy with the one I got.
They have great...
I certainly don't need a regular phone.
Built in our touch technology display. And for the first time, an iPhone display is our tone. Now, with tone, it adapts the color, temperature, ambient light around us. Along with the displays, iPhone 8 and 8 Plus have new stereo as well. 25% louder than speakers in iPhone 7.
An HDR shit on everything that comes through the screen.
iPhone, brand new, breakthrough, mobile, call it A11 Bionic.
Bionic.
No.
It's a chip barely
that
alive.
Wasn't leaked.
This is the most.
It's a rebuilt chip. It's actually second hand.
Ever in part.
It's refurbished.
A chip barely alive.
Make it smarter, faster, stronger.
It only has 4.3 billion transistors, not 6 million.
Ian's already christened it the A11 bullshit. And you're going to love it.
Managed by our second generation performance controller that now can use all 6 cores at once, deliver up to 70% multi threaded work. And they have
everything is always better.
Graphics processing.
Well,
that's why I think it's
talk
funny that everybody takes
when Phil talks like
they didn't
that
improve it and talk about the improvements. What's the point of doing this?
Was it made by a bloke at Apple called? Was it made by a bloke called at Apple called Oscar?
Especially those that are new.
I was just thinking.
I'm waiting for the day when they announce a new chip and they say it's worse than the one before.
It's the same. We scraped off. We actually got all the chips and we scratched them off with a scalpel and just wrote a one on with a magic marker and some Tippex.
Yes. No, this is photography. It delivers faster autofocus, low light. As process darkness. The first time to help reduce noise, it is hardware enabled multi-band noise reduction.
Just reading the slides now.
Performance and helps us take better pictures. Perhaps the most beloved feature of every new generation of iPhone camera.
Basically what I buy it for.
Only since the 5, really. Sorry, they were shit up until the 4.
Sent from Jeremy Resnick, got it with an iPhone 7 Plus. Love. It's an all-new 12-megapixel, larger, faster, provides 80% more light, and provides more powerful. For pixels, color film. This adds up to having
so it can have
better
HDR.
Color. Wider dynamic range of color, lower noise, photos, video. iPhone 8 Plus has 2 new sensors. Wide-angle camera has an f1.8 aperture optical stabilization. Telephoto camera, f2.
DPhoto's saying it's not an 8, it's a 7.5.
Yes, it's a 7S.
7S.
That's correct. But they're skipping that this year.
Which they should have skipped from everything after the 3, but no one wanted to hear that.
Right. This was taken in Portugal.
Portrait mode.
I thought you said Portugal.
Well, that's what it sounded like. But
we were just discussing here whether Apple could introduce the portrait mode also to the basically the smaller model, which only has one camera. That's what it's. I don't think so, yeah. Because I think you need the two cameras with different depth correct. Of field correct. To actually do it.
That's correct.
That's correct. The current camera does well enough. Never used it. Not once.
What? Portrait mode? It's good in the bright light.
Say it, Ewan. It's not perfect. Say it, Ewan.
Say what?
Look at that portrait photo. Say what you always say.
Which is what?
Underexposed.
No, that was all right. The white's white.
Darn, you disappointed me.
When are they bringing out the new Portugal model, says Defo?
If you've ever had a professional portrait, you know that pro photographers have advanced equipment, great understanding of advanced equipment. They sculpt the light in your face. Great. Awesome.
No, you're not. Not with a...
camera. Not even close.
Plus. Beta chip iPhone Plus. Here's how it works. Pose a photo camera app. Portrait. Nice. Create a depth map. Separate the subject from the background. Seeing, learning it. Spatial landmarks. Actually, lighting. Face. Happens fire.
Okay, that's kind of good, but I'm not suggesting it's going to be the same as a professional lighting setup. And that's not just because of the photography. Just
of course not.
No, it's physics.
But again, for people who don't know what they're doing, it will make their photos better.
Yes.
I was going to say it, but I was just tired of trying to.
But that's all you've got to say. Why not just say this will make your photos
because
better?
Because this is a marketing
because
event.
Because this is marketing, damn it. Yeah. I as a person who went to school for marketing, have a degree in it, I would have never passed a single presentation if I presented speaking English instead of marketing
Yeah, but you could still do better than that without dragging in saying it's as good as professional lighting or inferring.
This is a cultural difference, and I'm going to say this over and over again. Watch our commercials.
Americans talk shit.
The rest of the, thank you.
That's
it's
correct.
Irritating. I don't like it, but that is our life.
It's been it's the legacy of this country.
Yes. Our commercials suck, honestly, but it's it is. And everybody says they got the greatest and the most and the best, and some of that stuff. The Yugo advertisement said it was the greatest car ever. And Yugo was a piece of Yeah.
Along with the
ISP, Apple designed. They can literally change the packaging and call it new and improved in our country legally.
Started with, like, P.T. Barnum and everybody else.
There you go, Adam. I didn't even think about that. That's true.
Yeah. Greatest show on earth, Ewan. Greatest show.
I actually heard it's illegal in, like, Canada and some other countries to make...
Well, you can't make illegal claims here in the UK, yeah.
It's not...
Yeah,
claims, it's unnecessary. It's unproven superlatives.
That's right.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, we can't... We've got Advertising Standards Authority over here that are great on that kind of stuff.
So do we, just they don't work.
Well, we get people writing to us all the time saying, oh, could we place an article on your blog and we'll pay you £150 for it? And you're like, no, you can't because it's illegal in the UK. It's got to be labeled as an advertisement. Oh no, we're not paying you to label it as an advertisement. Well, that's illegal then. I'm not going to get fined thanks to you.
So now, iPhone 8 is incredible for
Well, that's about time. 180, 1080p at 240 frames a second. That'd be worth upgrading for me. Oh, so augmented is coming to this.
Augmented reality is coming to every iPhone that can run iOS 11.
Oh. I thought you needed the twin cameras vertically for that.
Nope.
The IKEA app is pretty nice.
Cameras are actually calibrated factory. No, Apple even showed it off in June, so I mean we know it's working even with the current iPhones.
So what was the purpose of turning the cameras vertical then? Because that's what I thought it was.
I think there's going to be enhancements and other things that can be taken advantage of, but it's not required to do the basic AR stuff that ARKit is doing. And by basic, I mean that's underselling it, because ARKit in and of itself does like amazing
AR stuff. Yeah, that's impressive.
My understanding was that turning it vertical was that if you turn the phone to landscape mode, it would basically align the cameras correctly.
Right, and I think also that orientation is more about the some of the 3D facial recognition and mapping features that they want to do.
I thought it was for better D-pics. Somebody showed a screen on Reddit where the X does the face recognition.
So when you're at the game, you can hold up your iPhone and ignore all your friends.
The sports app. Did you guys see that? It's the MLB app. If you're live at a game, will and hold up your phone, will overlay player stats above the players that as they're on the bases.
That's cool.
Now we want to show you. D-Phone says a portrait mode is actually really nice. I'm a professional photographer, and when proper lighting is available, the phone can take a really incredible shot.
In portrait mode. It's good. Oh, you know what's incredible is I just watched the latest golf tournament. They're practicing for the U.S. like qualifying for the U.S. team, and they have the ARKit stuff built into golf now. You're watching it, you actually see ball flight. Earlier this
summer. Rob Turnpull in the Slack room is complaining that he can't hear what Apple are saying. That's the idea, mate.
You can watch that crap later.
You can watch that shit afterwards. It's all about us, love.
Don't worry, I have to do that.
This is the guy from
taking
Friends.
Notes during this is impossible.
You know the black hat on Fringe, and he would come out and like try to pull you into the parallel universe. That's him. My friend and co-founder Andre preparing a match.
We play the Rebels. Dominators.
Oh, what?
Didn't they show this game earlier? What's really
cool with ARK? Oh, this is a different one. There are 86 games
higher. His players are able to play the game from any angle. I'll recall that the power of the Wi-Fi and Unreal support that'll do. They're able to render higher level amazing.
Okay, I got an app idea for you guys. Use an ARKit. What if an ARKit, there was a way to, the guy standing in line, you know, sort of in front of you has an iPhone, and you have your iPhone, and say he does something a little irritating. What if iPhone to iPhone, I can ARKit bitch slap him without physically hitting him? Just to let him know that he's being a dick.
You could shove a lightsaber through his chest and out the front.
Doc, I thought you would say ARKit dick pics.
No. It would just be kind of cool to virtually bitch slap someone so they can realize that they're being douchey without knowing who said that they're being douchey. But sometimes someone tells you, you stop. Sometimes you keep going.
Someone's doing the AR app to allow you to decorate that thing, though, I'm telling you. A solid object.
Put elephant ear undies on. Yo, we should do it, man, and we'll just call it the D-Gamut app.
I just told Rob in the chat room that that's the general idea, because we're far more entertaining and knowledgeable.
And then we came up with this conversation.
And then you talked about dick slapping, yeah. So, or dick pics and bitch slapping, rather. Dick slaps different.
How come to play this game he has to wear Apple Watch 3 just to show it off?
Yeah, you heard that, Rob.
What you just saw, well, this is Michael Bay effect. How games were played and experienced, thanks to the combination of Bayer, metal, the brand new. Can't wait.
Look for the machines after Christmas. Yeah, no, I've got to say, I'm not impressed by that, but some people will.
I wish they had picked some AR app that was a more practical application. I get that it's going to be great for games. It's going to be awesome. But really where I think it's going to make an impact is in things like that MLB thing, or more like practical applications of the technology, I think, are more interesting to me.
Wireless charging in iPhone 8.
What are they putting wireless on?
5.0 for the latest test. Of course, the ports are
great. Okay, Bluetooth 5.0, nice.
And the BeatsX headphones are W1, 2, 3 as well. Now with iPhone 8, last back, enabling Freedom Wireless.
I don't think you needed the glass back for that.
This is a simple thing. We do this every day. With our phones today, we charge at night, often on a charger by our beds.
I don't like the terminology of wireless charging that requires you to sit it on something that has a wire sticking out of it.
You want to do this by your bedside. You want to do this at a cafe or restaurant.
Yeah, I prefer the term contact. Well, not even contactless isn't even a good word. I don't know what the good word for it is.
I mean, the one advantage is not tripping over the cord and yanking it. A lot of phones get destroyed by people tripping over the cord at night, you know, trying to get up to take a wee or something.
Mm-hmm. I would call it contact charging, actually. It's not contactless, it's contact charging.
It is contact charging.
Right.
So, one thing that's cool about it, though, with contact charging is if you have restaurants and stores that have these built into tables, you literally can just, you know, sit your phone down while you're eating and a phone would charge. And maybe if they did that in certain restaurants, that would get more people off their phones and, you know, kind of doing stuff because your phone is actively doing something. So
I think the restaurant.
Wait a minute.
That you mentioned,
so they're fully supporting the Qi standard. Is that what he just said?
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah, some car manufacturers are already supporting that.
We've worked with some developers creating chargers and offer stores online for customers like this.
The thing that's really good about this is a lot of the chargers are already out, so you don't have to rush out and buy an expensive like Belkin or Mophie. There's plenty of the sort of Chinese brands that have been out literally 5-6 years that
yeah,
just as functional and not going to screw anything up because they've been out forever.
But I mean, that's a big change in philosophy for Apple, because I mean the Apple Watch has a Qi standard charger, but you can only use it with an Apple charger. So
right.
That's like a big deal.
I've seen when I was in China last, say 2 years ago, I saw a bunch of really nice like clocks for your bed table that have the chargers built in, and they're really nice, elegant wooden clocks. So it'd be cool for stuff like that, just, you know, sit it on the table somewhere.
So is that the same pricing then?
Yeah.
At least I am.
It would be cool if the glass had some kind of, you know, solar sensor back there.
Wait, so
you're going to put glass.
Pre-order Friday.
So that seems to be the dates.
Oh, that's a long wait.
Same as always.
No, that's a long. I expected iOS 11 to come out tomorrow.
It's a week from today, right?
Yeah, but that's a long wait, I think.
I think it's always been a week and then 2 weeks for the phone.
Not always, because they've released OSs at the show and said it'll be downloadable after the event, and then the servers have all clogged.
One more thing.
Here we go.
Oh my God, they've given in to the Steve-ness of it all.
Yes, of course, you have to.
10-year anniversary, bro. That's why he said we got to have respect for these words. I like that. Work for you.
All of them. It's a car.
smartphone. The first iPhone revolutionized a decade of technology.
But you won't be able to get this till next year.
I'll do for mid-October. I need a little bit of time to cash recovery.
Rob in the chat room has already gone to sleep.
Make sure you leave your 350 aside for the HomePod too.
Don't care. Not having it.
That one's already saved.
Since I've got the TP-Link, I'm so happy with Amazon. I can switch the radiators on at the breakfast table using the Echo. Brilliant.
I use the Amazon Echo as the as my thing flash, so that is my radio in the morning.
And it looks like Shrek.
Scratchy sides for everyone.
No thumb button. So all the X rumors are right, but the thumb button going is the right.
You mean home? Are you referring to the home button?
Yeah, home button's gone.
This is iPhone 10. It is the biggest leap forward since the original iPhone. Tell you all about it. Like the site.
All the leaks were right.
Bill?
GB Redneck says it's a sex doll.
Thank you, Tim.
Basically.
I think you can imagine. A lot of people
futuristic iPhone, futuristic prices, says Defo.
It is false.
No, it's not. I can see a bezel.
Incredible.
I can see a bit of the bottom.
Yeah, it still has a back.
Top to bottom. Goes into
yeah, exactly. Outsides.
As glass, front.
Same. They've done that before.
Ian's upset there's no headphone jack.
What is in the headphone jack?
No, they put it back in. They put it back in for the 10.
Engineered to be water dust.
Oh, only two colors.
Yep.
Couldn't get any other colors to fix. Oh, good God.
Oh, no.
Superlative retina display.
Super is short for superlative.
There are so many fanboys whacking off right now.
They just didn't want to say OLED. They got to do their own branding.
5.8 inches.
Yeah. At the same size as the iPhone 7.
408. This is the highest resolution and pixel density ever in iPhone.
Okay.
Remarkable how this large display packed with a phone that is in our hands.
Unless you're Adam and you got small Trump hands.
This is the first OLED display great enough.
I didn't notice that about him and Mac Whoop.
Traditional OLED displays.
He always complains.
He's just making fun of me because I hate the plus size. I hate the plus phone. I think it's too big.
I'm glad you said plus size phone. Otherwise, a bunch of ladies are going to call this podcast.
Even my wife loves the plus, mate, and I guarantee you ain't got bigger hands than her. But you've got bigger hands than her, rather.
No, it's for me. It's pocketability. It's not.
Oh yeah, because he's hipster jeans. I forgot. You don't have bad.
He's skinny, and he can buy jeans that fit.
It's the reason why I say you don't have dad bod like us.
He's not, I don't know about that.
You used to have a dad bod.
I definitely have that.
He's not going to be big and tall and getting a pocket that actually would double as a rucksack.
Like iPhone 8?
1,000,000 to 1 contrast ratio. 1,000,000 to 1 contrast. Bullshit.
1,000,000.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. It's a gazillion to one contact ratio. It's dinner.
The simplest thing. Wake up your iPhone.
No, it makes you dinner.
Wake like before. Now you can also tap.
There's no security on it whatsoever.
Going edge. There's a lock up there.
No more. Who needs security?
part. The whole screen is the touch button.
Something we use hundreds of times a day for so many tasks. Rethink how iPhone. How we.
All right, sell it to me, Phil.
I'm going to go to the home screen. Simply wipe up the bottom. That.
Yeah, your finger is the glass reader. I mean, you know what I said. Never mind.
The screen is the whole home button.
Works the same way across. Yeah.
It's a home screen.
Run apps like Mail and you want to go home. Wipe up the bottom.
I'm sorry, the ear's going to kind of bother me for the first week I own this thing.
Okay, so that's pretty good. Wipe left, wipe right.
Wipe up the bottom. No. Pause.
Keep going.
You can tap on any app.
Yeah, hangster. That's like right. the iPad.
You also use the home button. It's free. How we do that, of course, just phone as before and say, hey, Siri.
Everybody's phone goes off in the theater.
You just triggered everybody's
phone. No, they told him to switch him off at the start. That's why.
Side button.
No, Siri doesn't do that anymore because of the voice,
button at the side.
The voice pattern.
I know what you're thinking about. What about unlocking?
Yeah, what about unlocking?
This has been a very important part of the iPhone experience from the very beginning.
Please tell me it's in the display.
First iPhone led the way with multi.
I just wanted to be eye-based so then your old lady can't stick your finger on it while you're asleep and wake up the phone.
And we stole Slide to Unlock.
Please tell me there's Touch ID in the display.
They're going back to Slide to Unlock.
Unlock your phone just Touch ID became the gold standard.
Yes, eyeball. Gold standard. Don't change it.
It's on the back.
Yeah. iPhone 10, iPhone 5. Look at it.
And told you.
Simpler.
That's good. Except
I have to
dark.
See it. Just...
No, it'll be fine. You just have to figure out how to do it in the dark, or how do you supplant it in the dark.
There's no backup then. It's Face ID or nothing.
Oh, actually, no, you can Face ID in the dark because you can hit it and the phone can light up, and that's enough light to do your face.
Make Face ID possible.
Yeah, true.
Much of it is packed.
Right, I think this is better. It's actually more secure because it hasn't happened to me. My girl didn't do that crap. I know at least 10 of my friends that had their various girlfriends stick their finger on their phone while they're asleep and then go browsing for the other pictures.
Red camera. A flood opening.
A dot projector.
Isn't the fact that they felt they had to do that part of the problem, Doc?
Yeah, I say that all the time. You should just fire her right away. Like, I don't care how good she gives a... Whatever. You just, that's instantly out for me, but my friends are dumb.
Yeah.
What the hell is a dot projector?
There's a flood illuminator in it, Doc.
Yeah, it's dope.
To blind you.
No, it's invisible to you.
It's IR.
And it looks like the mask on the Kabuki posters.
Then we check that mathematical model against the one that we set up earlier.
Okay.
So you better not be smiling.
Here's something I got to say that's super funny. And Apple's, maybe they're purposely doing this. For the things that have facial recognition before, a lot of people used to complain that it does really bad with Asian faces, especially things that were based off of the eyes. So Apple's technology seems to work better, and they're purposely, and maybe they're purposely putting the Asian girl in the thing, because up until now, like even in office buildings, in the military, like some of the people can't open the door with the face recognition thing because like it doesn't work on Asian folks that well. It's a pretty common problem here in Hawaii.
Yeah, good point here from Defo. If you drop that and you crack the screen, is it going to open again?
Well, they improved the glass, and I was
as long as you don't kill the camera.
What happens when you break it? How about you don't break it?
Neural engine, they study the art, ultra fast process. The highest density, full core design, over billion operations per second.
DB Rednick's always already christened this the neurotic engine.
But for all of us, set up the Face ID, follow the on-screen instructions. It tells you how to move your head around.
Push your face against the phone in different positions.
No, you have to make some kind of faces.
Does that count
as like workout? Stick up your tongue.
If you change your hairstyle.
It works on gingers with freckles.
Wearing a hat.
And glasses.
Do it up any way you do
what if
it.
You're wearing sunglasses? What if you have a thing over your nose because it's you live in a cold environment and it's winter and you have one of those face masks?
Well, it's not going to open your phone then, is it?
What if you're Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Well, he's dead. He doesn't need a phone.
Impetigo would still work, Patrice.
And worked with professional mask makers.
I thought he was talking about being dead. Sorry.
Oh my god, they got Game of Thrones faces for testing.
They're testing security by making like really good quality masks.
How do we know those aren't real, just cut off real humans, like Game of Thrones style?
Yeah. iPhone has no face.
Your face data is protected. You're on. All the process done iPhone not sent required.
Okay, see, requires users' attention to unlock seems like a problem to me. That's why I'm mad that they took Touch ID away.
Going on.
It's still there. Perfect,
not even biometric, but as earlier, Touch ID gold standard device biometric. The data for Touch ID been 1,000. Random, their fingerprints unlock your iPhone about 1 in 1,000. What are the six face? 1 in 1,000,000.
So your face is 1 in 1,000,000.
Until they take your phone, tie you down, and point it at you, and then run away.
Lock their face about 1. Of course. The statistics are lower if that person shares a close medical relationship with you. So, for example, happen to have a twin, you really need to protect your passcode.
Oh, yeah. How would it work on twinning?
Well, at least good idea.
Yeah, we're going to have to try that here, right?
So, yeah.
Photos can't tell the difference between me and Ellis, so.
Look at iPhone, authenticate, hold it.
See? That's bullshit.
That's not very secure.
No. Did you hear, to use Apple Pay, look at the phone and then use Touch ID. So you got to look at the freaking phone. It's not better.
No.
He said look at the phone and hold it next to the reader, not and use Touch ID.
No. Yeah, exactly. So you got to look at the phone first. It has to get your attention so you unlock it, and then you've got to put it to the reader. I can't just grab it out of my pocket while holding the Touch ID button and put it on the reader.
You know how you solve that problem, Adam? You take out your left wrist and hold it next to the reader and leave the phone in your damn pocket.
Not everybody has an Apple Watch.
That's their fault.
I'm just telling you, this is them selling the BS of we couldn't get Touch ID working under the glass, so we're doing this. And
you know, we don't care. We don't have Apple Pay.
I don't know. I said before this, they have to convince me it's better, and so far they have not convinced me it's better.
No, I agree.
I'm still getting the phone, and I'll reserve full judgment till I actually use it. But
Dphoto makes a good comment. A comment in the Slack room, in the chat room. You're undoing 10 years of muscle memory here, which is a good point. Well, you're not because you had to swipe before, and then you went to press the button.
You undo 10 years of muscle memory. Either get married or have a living girlfriend, and all your bad habits go right out the window.
So. No. So you're selling this after that much time now of just explaining how to get in. You're selling the face messaging stuff as.
Where are you?
No.
Yep.
I love this.
This will sell phones as much as you may not like
it.
This is like
a
big deal to people.
But you can't help it, but it will. That's just the society we're in right now.
Yep. People are going to freak over this.
I mean, I think every year for the last couple of years, Apple has had one feature where we basically said, okay, this is a gimmick. Everybody. I mean, last year it was the messages, bubbles, things.
Yep.
This year it's emoji.
Which my kids use constantly.
Craig Ferengi's in the house.
Yeah, first one.
Let's take a look.
I like when he tries to walk sprightly. He looks so dorky.
So they've got one there.
Yo, Hair Force, one more button, please. What the heck are you doing?
It didn't unlock.
It hasn't worked.
It didn't unlock. It's not unlocking. Get right
in. So here we are.
He had to go to his backup phone. It did not work.
Beautiful. All of your content. And
it's the same shit as before, Craig, for Christ's sake. Just see how apps look. Wash your brain of everything that's happened before and go, ooh, look, this is new.
Just swipe the bottom like this.
I think that was not insignificant, that Face ID just failed right there.
Swipe from the bottom and it pisses off. Ooh, and swipe from the bottom and it pisses off.
Your photos, of course, dust.
The only thing that's going to be a mess is, I guarantee you, it's going to take almost a year for app developers to readjust their layouts to work properly. So that's going to be irritating. Your high-profile guys will be fine. Now, but, like, there's apps now that still don't even do it quite right.
I don't know. I mean, there shouldn't be anything important up there anyway, because that is usually where the time is and where the status bar is. There are some apps that don't have the status bar, but I think overall, there shouldn't be anything up there.
Yeah, did they put into apps right now that the stuff is out of position because no one ever bought it to just... And the software kit does auto layout for you, but people just haven't updated it.
Right. Did they mention if Touch ID apps require an update to work with Face ID? So, like, if I get a new iPhone and my banking app hasn't been updated, am I host?
Now, you may be wondering...
I don't think they would do that.
Right where your status is in the car, and the upper
right hand. If I remember the API leaks correctly, it is integrated in the standard Touch ID APIs.
Look at it. Watch it fail again.
And watch it fail.
No, it worked that time. Good.
But now it's also incredibly fast. Raise it, look at it, swipe. I don't have it. It's also really hard. Let's say I wake my phone and I'm not looking. It stays locked. Once I give it my attention.
When's someone gonna come on the stage, bash him over the head and do it?
Really cool. Now, Face ID is also
What about if your eyes are closed?
No, here's a serious one. Can you show me Face ID for Conor McGregor on August 30th?
What are you saying? You're going to age?
No, so on the 29th, he was a handsome little Irish bloke. After, on the 30th, the night of the 29th, when Floyd punched him in the face a couple times and his shit's all swollen, can he still open the phone night?
Probably not.
He didn't realize that Floyd Money had those shots.
How does it, and what was the backup mechanism?
The tracking is just unreal. Check out this one.
Luchador Force One.
Now look at the detail over the eyes. Ooh. Incredible metallic reflection. Quality of the tracking, just stunning.
Instagram. Already in.
We need Trump face.
Trump face, yeah.
See, again, that integrated into Snapchat. It's going to just like cell phones.
So Apple Pay is now a three-step process, not two.
It's a three-step process here because half the integrators haven't integrated it properly, except Walgreens. So it asks you a bunch of unnecessary stuff, which is super irky.
We also let you manipulate the whole audition. Really great one. Cat, impressive.
Ferocious. Kitty cat, Fred.
Check out the physics. Here's big.
I'm just imagining someone sitting in the office and then doing all those faces.
And I say, this is shit.
Again, people are going to go bonkers over this stuff.
Okay, fair point.
Not us. I'll do it one time to test it out, and that'll be the only time I ever use this feature.
Right. You now have your answer. Arctic Musher, instant face painting for kids.
But I use it a lot to send stuff back and forth to Emma.
Instant face painting for kids. You go along, they hold the phone up,
it paints
on
your
face.
Daughter's not going to love these things.
They take a picture of it, and they email it to you, and she looks like she's got face painting done. And you don't have to clean it off at night or get it on a pillow. Which one do
you like? There you go.
Superb. Not sure what the protocol is here, but I like to dibs
on the box, my favorite emoji. Which one do you like? Now, you Tim Doodoo. That just happened. Here's a loopy video right inside the transcript.
Really lucky for our grand finale. We might just get a response back from Tim. Oh, here it is. Let's take a look.
Leader. Wait a minute, Fred. I am your leader. Let's wrap this thing up.
Let's wrap this thing up.
Oh, back when she's sold on it already then. Arctic Musher says I'm gonna look like a twat on the tube. That working.
Bad when she needs a cat though.
Look like a twat on the tube.
Thank you very much.
No, title's still got to be Angela's cervix.
Now let's talk about Angela's relaxed cervix.
Angela's relaxed cervix. iPhone X has 12-megapixel
sensor, cameras both a faster sensor, wider sensor, like an iPhone 8. Color filter, deeper pixels, f1.8 aperture.
I'll stand for $100 more, but I'm not going for much more than that.
You're joking, mate. It's going to start $400 higher and go to $600 higher. The big news, Cameron, iPhone and
optical stabilization. I'm going to say $999.
Starts at 1,000, ends at 12,
oh, yeah.
13.
Yep.
No, don't do that to me.
You know it's going to happen.
What if it only starts with like 128 and 256, so then that kind of makes it...
And it ships in 2022.
it is shipped in October.
With a 6-week waiting time.
All right, people, wrap this up. 5 minutes till kickoff.
Oh, boy, now. Now, there's zero shutter lag, and it helps you get a photo like this. The sky has low noise. Bill, the sky has no
most
low
disappointed
noise.
About Face ID.
You didn't use it yet. Save judgment.
I know. I will.
Don't be like the guys that we hate that do what we do for a living.
Here's the good news is my expectations are set really low at this point. So that's good, right?
That's
I might like it.
Mr. Batwitch says he likes the idea of the Face ID, but he thinks that lack of touch is a showstopper. Great for photos, amazing
4K video, and... This may be the first time I get the new phone and then I swap back with my wife. Calibrated cameras,
gyroscope, and give her the shit.
Exactly. Performance advantage, A11, Bionic chips, an ISP, AR kit is
tuned for iPhone. Now the backside camera that we use much is not the only...
He called it iPhone 10, not iPhone X. We have our frontside
camera as well. Yeah, it's iPhone 10.
So yeah. We're taking
selfie photographs. Because we didn't call it Mac OS X.
So if you have it,
is well trained.
If you have an iPhone 9, it's going to be incredibly valuable.
It's like Windows 9. The iPhone 9 and Windows 9 are having a coffee right now.
That's actually a good point. Are they going to call the upgraded iPhone 8s, iPhone 9s, and just keep iPhone 10 for another year?
It's the budget range.
Like they did with iOS 10 or with Mac OS 10.
Yeah, it's the 5C, isn't it? It's the riffraff phone now.
but it's worth.
You know, that thing that they just did where they did the portrait mode, but then made the outside portrait sort of go black, you know, like you were doing a.
That's the lighting. Yeah, the new portrait lighting.
Actually, I would love that. Like, that would be kind of cool. Like, I probably would get a phone just to play with that. Our first
Apple design graphic. Yeah, I'm more excited about the camera features being able to get the portrait stuff in a phone size that I prefer, so I am going to enjoy that about this model.
If it's really expensive, I do have a backup plan. I have like three Funkos that I've been thinking about selling that are worth about $1,500, the little vinyl dolls like the one Ewan used to have in his office, and one of my friends just offered me $13 for the set.
Holy crud. Are you kidding?
Did they say A11 Bionic?
No. Talking, saying that Funko dolls are worth $1,500.
Oh, both dolls, dude! I gotta show you a picture of my office. I have every Star Wars one ever made, and I have a Ned Stark over here with a magnetic head that pops off, so you can kill him. And that Ned Stark is worth $450 by itself. Check out something
vinyl plastic doll.
Yeah, it's not a doll. It's a collectible figurine.
That's insane. People say we're insane for spending $1,500 on a phone.
I think the wireless charging thing's cool for public environments, but I can't see it being worthwhile for home because you put it on a nightstand anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and there's in China and stuff, and in Japan, there's nightstands with it built in. So you just plug the nightstand into your thing, and it has like little LED for your books and all of that. And you just put it on a table and it charges.
Yeah,
but I think it'd be great. Like if I owned a restaurant right now or a bar, I would buy one of those chargers for every table.
Oh, here we go. You got one pad that'll do your phone. It'll do your watch. There, you can place your Series 3 Apple Watch down. Series 3 watch will charge on it, and your AirPods will charge on it.
Place your AirPods have that in there?
Wireless
yes, a W1.
If you've got the wireless charging case, yeah.
They all charge.
Yeah. I could
that's
do not, that.
That's the new, those aren't the new AirPods with the charging light on the outside?
It's the wireless charging case.
Looks instead. Like it, yeah.
You got to buy
it's just a new case. Oh, it's a new case. I got it. I missed that earlier.
Yeah.
Actually, I just want to buy a new case now anyway because mine. I went through a set of new blue jeans and mine's look like butt and I can't get the blue off.
Yeah, that case scratches up. Mine's all scratched up.
We hope people love they call it air power?
Yeah.
But there's no air in between it when you lay it on.
Air power.
Oh my God, I just made a UN statement.
So there's a new wireless charging case coming for your AirPods then? Look
for the air power. Yeah, how much is that?
Next year.
$100.
Not for the case.
No prices. No prices tonight. Many innovative
features. I would have gone for apple juice maybe, but air power? Come on. I like apple juice.
Yeah, apple juice would be better.
Air power is dumb. I'm sorry. That's I know awesome. They don't care what they call stuff, but
apple juice.
I reckon there's no prices. There you go. No prices.
Here it comes, bro. They gotta
They gotta do the video. Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny. Disappears. It's Romelu Lukaku. Sorry, wrong show. This is iPhone 10. Developing the display together. You, making the boundary between the device and the screen hard.
It's the perfect marriage of. Was engineered
all. It doesn't. I can see a C. Shut up, Johnny. You're talking arse, mate.
Oh my! Kickoff's about to happen. I have to take a wee, and Johnny is talking out of his arse. A more responsive touch system means the gestures iOS ever. I really love these videos. I gotta say, I'm super sick of Johnny's voiceover. Reinforces. Give me, like, Morgan Freeman or somebody a little irritating.
No, Johnny's got a good voice, mate. He's all right.
No, his voice is fine. I just don't like the way he presents it anymore. Like, I'm getting like you, and I used to not care, but you've jaded me to the fact that he will take, he'll say, like, stone compress wheat chaff instead of saying white flour. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm kind of sick of that. But I love the technology as a video maker behind the videos. I mean, I'll never get tired of that. They're still one of the best ever for creating this type of stuff. Your iPhone now recognizes you, even in the dark, and will adapt to your physical
changes. This makes face your... Again, they have not shown a single person where their face is covered. So if you wear a hijab or sunglasses or, like, that's a problem.
Sunglasses, you're a douche. Then, hijab, I can understand. Sunglasses, you just tilt them up real quick, unlock the phone. Like, I mean, come on. But the hijab one, I definitely agree with. If you're,
I mean,
maybe that's what it is.
But Adam, I mean, if you're on a job site, then you're probably also wearing some kind of gloves or something, some kind of protection, and then you also have an issue with Touch ID.
All of that will work the same as regular eyeglasses. They're no different. It's just there's no Hoyer lenses in them. And you can buy Hoyer eye protection if you wish.
So maybe this is an anti-Muslim phone.
No, they have to definitely think of hijab.
You're joking with that, Ewan, but I guarantee you in the next 24 hours there's a story.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. No, I'm sure it works with hijabs because
that Apple's culturally in.
No, a lot of that part of the team comes from, you know, Israel and Egypt, right? A lot of the tech guys that do the high-level programming, so I'm sure that's already been taken care of.
Batman says, when are the new iPhones available? They're ordered next week and they deliver on the 22nd, don't they?
22nd. The 8s. We don't know on the 10 yet.
Yeah, yeah, not this one. It's iPhone 10 for terrorist.
Whoever said that's an a-hole.
That's Tim Mushery. He doesn't believe it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. That kind of joke shouldn't even be made. Because they have a hard enough time with people just automatically assuming they're terrorists.
No, no, he's talking about full terrorists. He's not saying about Islamic people.
I was talking about the hijab.
No. No one believes that for a second here, mate. Not at all.
Okay. Really proud of that.
iPhone 10 also comes with 4 gigs.
What you gonna do with 64? Price $9.
Order it.
Damn. Told ya.
From $1,000. Pre-order.
I was right. Because
that's 27 available November 9th. Didn't say right, how much the expensive one was.
It's from $100. $100 more
for the 256.
Always $100 more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because right now it's $1,000 for a 256 iPhone 7 Plus. So you're only adding $100.
Patrice, mute.
Yeah, please. But turn the sound down. And just only listen to you and like me.
10 years. The bastards. Pissing me off with jumping from 64 to 256.
I wonder why that is. There has to be some kind of mathematical problem that's stopping them from sticking to 128 in. And it should have just be 128 and 256, yeah, this level of phone. 64 on this level of phone is like...
It is. It's greed squared, mate.
Yeah. It's greed squared? Oh, I got it. No, it's like ordering a Rolls Royce and then getting like the shitty interior. It just doesn't make any sense.
I wonder if they're going to...
Oh, God.
What I want to know is, in the hands-on area, are they going to let the press use Face ID? And I bet you the answer is no. I bet you they have it set up.
I would think if the phone's not coming out until November 8th, maybe the hands-on part isn't fully baked yet.
Yep, I agree. I'm willing to accept that, but it's just a bummer because we're not going to get any hands-on opinions that outside of Apple.
Pay attention to that hands-on crap. You're still going to go buy it yourself or hands-on it yourself before you actually do anything anyway.
That's not an advert. That's a collection of swishy images on the screen.
Because again, not enough of it is baked to do a full advert.
Thank you.
They're going to be some fast bacon in the next month and a half. Thank you.
So what a morning we've had. Apple Watch Series 3 with cellular
gives you the freedom to go without your iPhone. Apple TV 4K. Great.
Might buy one of those.
Do you have a 4K set?
No.
I forgot. When is the 4K ship?
Last design. Incredible.
I've got a 4K TV down here.
The 22nd.
But no data. Oh,
and then, not that you need one, Adam, but just for it to play around with, and you can always return it, go to your Buy More and pick up a Hisense 50-inch 4K for $299. It's amazing.
Well, I'm not worried about that. I'll eventually get a 4K set. It's just like I do it like everybody else does, which is when my current set breaks in 10 years, I'll buy whatever the latest technology is.
I just get avoided from everybody else because I've changed TV every year for about the past 7 years.
Yeah, I've got a 4K TV down there. Different. I might take it home.
There's people that this is a big deal. I mean, John Martellaro at the Mac Observer is like ready for an OLED 4K set right now and about to pull the trigger. But I just don't get excited about televisions.
My what makes me do it is depends on which one of my favorite teams is going to some sort of like elite series, and then so getting better TVs to watch the better games and stuff like that.
A lot of people do that. But again, I'm just saying it's a small percentage. I mean, the average person just buys a TV when they need a new TV, and they just get whatever is the best available at a certain price point is. Like, I don't think there's a ton of people out there, like with smartphones, that are upgrading their TV every year because a new tech came out.
And I'll be honest, too, the other one that I have in the office, I only got that because I want it. Like, I wouldn't have bought a 4K TV for the office ever, but I wanted it at Christmas. Pull a sticker out of a bag thing.
Our amazing retail employees.
You know what they didn't really do this go around, which I just noticed, unless it's going to come up now, and is like the quarterly report kind of thing in the keynote.
They haven't been doing that for the last few. They kind of dumped that a few years back.
Ian's put, I don't see the point of the iPhone 8. GB Reddit has put, that's the budget version for the Chavs.
Most beautiful hands-on area we've ever had.
What?
Yeah, budget version at $700.
This is the most beautiful hands-on area we've had by far.
Thank you.
That's it. It's done. It's all over. It's gone. That was it. That was iPhone 8 and 10 and the 4K TV and the Watch 3.
I mean, being serious, I don't know that this is enough. You know, a lot of the analysts going into this were kind of saying that, you know, thinking that iPhone sales are going to go up significantly. I think it might not be as high as they're thinking. And I think there's going to be a lot of people who are waiting for this, thinking they were going to upgrade and may ultimately make the choice. And that's not a knock on Apple. It's just I don't know that there's enough that I'm seeing here beyond us fanboys that's really going to drive people to feel like, oh, I have to upgrade to an 8 or a
7. Yeah. Here's what's going to happen in that arena. Two things. The first dip, or, you know, national dip in phones is going to get blamed on Apple no matter what, no matter who does it, even if some of the other guys are following suit, because the original conversation started with them, so they're going to get blamed for it no matter what. But it does have to happen sooner or later, just due to the fact that now we're getting to the point, even like our older family members, our dads, the guys that are holding to the last end of their flip phones, they're starting to get into the smartphone realm. And they're getting the, you know, the older, you know, the 5S or whatever, things like that. So I think that, yes, there's those of us who have been diehard, you know, smartphone fans from day one or iPhone fans from day one. Those guys like us, we're going to buy it no matter what. But these two phones right now, there's nothing intriguing enough to make a, let's say, higher than standard user. Standard user is out of the table. Say higher than standard user. Someone who even afford it, there's nothing to make someone like that buy a new phone. Like, I don't need a new phone at all. There's nothing they presented to me except for cameras that's any better than what I have right now in my 7 Plus.
Cameras worth the upgrade. 1080p, 245.
I will buy the upgrade specifically for, I need to play with these Touch ID things. I want to play with the AR kit and I want to play with the portrait mode. but none of that is really worth the $1,000. And it's, I almost, for the first time ever, I'm going to feel a little douchey about having the money to buy this phone when I probably should just give it to somebody who needs to repair their house in the South.
So we'll be back on Friday to discuss all of this properly, won't we, chaps?
Oh, I see what he did.
Yes, we will.
You've got a game you want to watch. I've got to go home. I've got a wife who's pissed off I'm here in the first place. What do you think?
I got to eat.
Did you like the new blue studio?
Yeah, I love it.
Love it.
Yeah, nice, cool blue. Someone said when I put the picture up of me the other week showing the blue background and took the key in away, they said, oh, that looked really nice. You should have a blue background. So I get rid of the bricks. And I said, okay, I'll have a go. So I had a go, and it wouldn't key out properly. So the irony is that in order to get the blue background, we've had to paint the wall green. There you go.
Well, what it does, though, is it really makes your silver locks look a lot better.
Yeah, righto.
You should try cleaning that shit.
There you go. Here we go. Look. We've had to paint the wall green so that I can make it blue.
You couldn't blue. You couldn't key it with the blue.
No, you wouldn't key out with the blue. The blue background color was too specific to let me key out with properly with the blue. So I've had to key out with the green. Anyway, we're back Friday. Max show is at 4 PM. We'll digest and dissect all of the things that have just gone on.
And it's going to take a while to process.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll read all the stuff that everyone else says about it before we take the piss out of it even more thoroughly. Where can we get a hold of you, Doc?
You can find me all over the interwebs at DOCROCK and my personal podcast at solid.fm.
Thanks, mate. Where are you, Adam?
You can find me at MacCast, MacCast.com, and also MacCast just about everywhere on social media.
And Patrice and the Koblenz Mac User Group.
Well, as you know, every week on the Mac Show and everything I do on thepatrice.com.
Excellent, mate. How's off screen? He hasn't been on screen all night.
Sorry?
Yeah, the guy that came in and
off screen.
Oh, I think off screen enjoyed it.
Off and screen.
Yes, he enjoyed it. He's telling us he enjoyed it.
Did he get pizza as well?
He did get pizza, yes.
That's all right.
Pizza and rum and coke.
Excellent. Wonderful to meet you guys. Oh. If you're around on Fridays, come on the shows every time. My name's Ian Rankin. Get me Ian Rankin on Twitter. We'll see you on Friday for the big show, the Mac show at 4 PM as normal, and the big show at 8 PM. We'll all also be here to pull apart everything that's happened tonight. See you at the weekend. Thanks for listening.